Hello, everyone. I hope you are all having a good morning this Friday. This is the Road Trip Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today I am joined in the studio by my friend David. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So, in terms of themes for this hour, we're probably going to start with some Southern Rock. Generally, maybe we'll deviate a little bit, and then we'll transition into some more folk indie songs. So hope everyone is excited. We just listened to You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet by Bachman Turner Overdrive. So before we get back into the music, if you would like to call in and talk with us or recommend any songs, the number is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry, 'cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run. Ooh.
We just listened to two songs, beginning with The Joker by Steve Miller Band, and then Gimme Three Steps by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Lynyrd Skynyrd actually got their name. They were a band that formed in high school, and their gym teacher was named Lynyrd Skynyrd, and he was notorious for being very hostile towards students with long hair. And so later on, so that's how the band name came about. But later on, they built some bridges, and Lynyrd Skynyrd actually introduced them at a concert in their hometown. So that fact and more are going to be coming from a book that I recently got called The Big Book of Rock and Roll Names by Adam Dolgans. It was given to me recently by my girlfriend, Jane, so thank you. It has just a lot of the history of different band names. So that's the first one, Lynyrd Skynyrd. All right, so we're going to get right back into the music.
Smile when she's wearing a frown. Blue Jack.
We just listened to two songs, first being Jackie Blue by the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, and then Dust in the Wind by Kansas. Now, Kansas, if you can believe it, got its name from the state because all the members of the band are Kansans. Although, the band was initially named White Clover, and then they changed it to Kansas. What do you think, David?
Great song. Whole playlist has been fire so far.
Thank you. Yeah, it's Kansas has some pretty good songs. Mm-hmm. Dust in the Wind is one of my favorites, along with Carry On My Wayward Son, of course.
Of course.
All right, so we haven't actually had too many Southern rock songs, but I think that might change in the coming set.
The smell of death surrounds you.
We just listened to That Smell by, well, we just listened to Flirtin' with Disaster by Molly Hatchet. But before that was our second song by Lynyrd Skynyrd, That Smell. With talking about the most recent song, Flirtin' with Disaster by Molly Hatchet, the band name Molly Hatchet actually comes from Hatchet Molly, who was a legendary and some perhaps even mythical southern prostitute who lured men to her home where she castrated and mutilated them. So, very interesting band name, Hatchet Molly.
Yikes.
yes. So we are just over halfway through the hour, which means two things. First is PSA. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. This has been a public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. All right, so after our PSA, the second thing is just an announcement. We are moving slightly away from Southern rock to more folk and indie with maybe some more classic rock mixed in. Who really knows? It'll be fun. Thanks for sticking with us.
Come on.
That song was Red Eyes by The War on Drugs. The War on Drugs band name, it comes actually from the front man, Adam, was just drinking wine and writing a dictionary, actually, with his friend, and they just thought of that as a cool band name. And apparently, it was they were between The War on Drugs and Rigatoni Danzas as an alternate band name. Yeah, it is pretty odd. Also, another reason to pick it was because, again, the frontman, Adam, he thought that it was a name that he could record all different types of music under, and he wouldn't be limited to a single genre. Before Red Eyes by The War on Drugs, we listened to Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen. We are, you know, approaching the end of the hour, so thanks everyone for listening, and I appreciate all this. We'll be back. You'll hear me again. But just want to let everyone know that if you hear a song that you don't hear me ID and you want to find out, go to WMFO.org, and then you can go to the schedule and find the Road Trip Hour, and you can find all the playlists of all my hours there.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue Continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new wave, dance crazy. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me.
Swat them. She didn't beg. Only- saw the stars so bright. In the farmhouse things will be alright. I never ever saw the northern lights. I never really heard of cluster flies. Never ever saw the stars so bright. In the farmhouse things will be alright.
So we just listened to the first song in that set was It's Still Rock and Roll to Me by Billy Joel. And then we listened to Farmhouse by Phish. Now, the fact for Phish is that the drummer's name is John Fishman. And the bassist, Mike Gordon, explained that they just called the band Phish because that was the nickname of the drummer, John Fishman. And apparently the PH was just a marketing stunt, which has worked pretty well, I would say. Also, fun fact is that one of David and my friends is the nephew of Mike Gordon. So
maybe we'll actually go see him sometime.
I hope so. That would be very cool. So we are in the last 5 minutes of the hour. Thank you, everyone, so much for tuning in. This has been a great hour, and I hope everyone has a good weekend. As a reminder, this is the Road Trip Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope to see all of you next week. Enjoy the music.